弟兄姊妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
刚刚那首真是一首很好听的诗歌，是不是？
That was a wonderful hymn.
我刚刚坐在前面听弟兄姐妹们唱歌。
So as I was listening to them, our brothers and sisters sing,
突然我发现我们的诗班变成百人的诗班。
I finally realized our choir consists of
It's a 100-person choir.
A 100-person choir. Yeah,
I thought. 这个前面的诗班的成员在唱诗歌，整个教会的弟兄姐妹们一起唱，很有这个一百个人诗班的这种雄壮的感觉。
So it had the effect of a 100-person choir as we had the choir members here and of course the congregation singing together.
感谢神赐给我们一个赞美的歌声。
So we thank God for giving us a voice of praise.
让我们能够从我们的心中唱出我们对他的敬拜。
And that from our hearts we can sing out our worship.
今天主日的信息仍然是得救的确据。
So this morning's title is Assurance of Salvation.
但是今天特别要讲到的是一个真正信徒身上的一个标记。
But we want to talk about in particular marks of a true believer.
不是一个标记，今天要讲两个。
It's actually not just one, but two marks.
为什么我们要讲到一个救恩或者说一个得救的确据？
Now why do we need to talk about the assurance of salvation?
今天很多人对于教会或者是对于基督徒或者对于救恩这些观念不清楚。
Today, there's a lot of misunderstanding regarding the topic of Christianity and salvation.
很多人听到教会这个词，他们认为所有的教会都是同样一个机构。
So a lot of people, when they hear the term church,They think that all the churches are the same organization.
过去这一周我碰到一个人。
This past week, I met this person.
然后呢，稍微交谈一下，然后说到我是教会的一个牧师。
So after a conversation, I mentioned that I am a pastor of a church.
那这个人就很兴奋，他说。
And he was very excited.
他说我知道教会。
And he says, oh, I know church.
那就有人带我去过。
Someone has brought me to church.
上周去了一个很漂亮的一个摩门教会。
And last week, I went to a beautiful Mormon church.
当然，我当时也不跟他多说。
Of course, at the time, I didn't want to argue.
因为这个很明显的，这个人他对教会是一点概念都没有的。
Because it was obvious that this person really did not understand what church is.
但是听到教会这两个字呢，他就想，那摩门教会跟你的教会大概都是教会，你们同样一个组织里面的人。
So as he was mentioning the Mormon church, he's probably thinking that, oh, Mormon church and your church is probably the same organization.
今天我们不论是从在美国过生活或者说从其他的地方移民过来，我们对教会多多少少有一些接触和概念。
So today, whether if you're living here or you've immigrated here or where you used to live, you at least have a little bit of an understanding of what a church is.
甚至跟基督徒接触过。
And you've probably spent time with Christians.
可能对救恩或者是得救这些名词也有一点点熟悉。
And you're familiar with the terms of salvation.
可是我们对我们跟神之间的这个实际的关系，我们确实不清不楚。
But we don't really understand that relationship that we have with God.
我们听到有人会跟我们说，你来教会。
So a lot of times you'll hear people telling you, come to church.
这是你死后可以上天堂的一条管道。
Because that is a ticket up into heaven after you die.
所以我们就来教会。
So that's why you come to church.
有人说你来教会不是只是聚会啊。
Or some people may say, you don't come to church just to have a gathering.
你如果要进天堂或得到神的祝福。
But if you want to enter into heaven or receive the blessings of God,
你要跟教会的牧师，你要跟他做祷告。
You have to pray with the pastors.
你要跟他做一个所谓的决志祷告。
And you need to have the prayer of commitment or
Yeah, a prayer of
commitment. A prayer of commitment to Jesus.
或者呢, 你若有机会到教会,
or if you have the opportunity to come to church,
一旦在上面讲的那个人说, 有没有人要举手信耶稣, 你就要举手。
And if someone on the pulpit asked if you want to receive Jesus, you should raise your hand, and you raised your hand.
你要是举了手, 你就可以进天堂了, 得神的祝福了。
And once you've raised your hand, you can enter into heaven.
有些人说, 你不是什么教会都去, 你非得要去我们的教会不可。
Or some people may say, you can't just go to any church, you have to come to this church. Because only this church belongs to God. All of the other churches are just worldly churches. So, in order to be saved, you have to come to this church and be blessed by God. In this church only.
有些人说,你只要一旦做了一个决志祷告,你只要一旦跟人说你是基督徒,
or some people may say that once you've professed to be a Christian,
只要你曾经牧师呼召的时候回应过,
and you've responded to the calling of a pastor,
那你就得救了,
then you're saved.
你只要相信你得救了,你就一定得救了。
If you believe that you've been saved, then you'll be saved.
虽然我们听到这么多的这样子的说法,
we've heard of all of these sayings.
可是我们心里面就七上八下的,
so then we're confused.
我到底要怎么样才能够真正的确定我在神的旨意当中我已经是得救的一个人呢?
So how can I be sure and have that assurance of my salvation?
我到底要怎么样去做才能够算是得救的一个人呢?
What am I supposed to do to know that for sure that I'm saved?
我要怎么样子的过我的生活,我才能够确定我能够进到天堂,我能够去在死后进到神的家中呢?
What do I need to do and how am I supposed to live my life to ensure that after I die, I will enter into heaven and be a part of God's family?
曾经在一个姐妹她去别的教会,
once there was a sister that went to another church.
她聚会之后她问牧师,
and after service, she asked the pastor.
她说牧师啊,
she asked, hey, pastor.
我觉得我从小就是去教会,
I've been to church since I was at a young age.
我觉得我是基督徒,
I think that I am a Christian.
我也曾经, 祷告接受主耶稣基督,
and I've prayed and I've prayed the prayer of commitment and I've professed that I've received Jesus.
我也受过洗,
and I've been baptized.
可是呢, 在我的心中, 在我的思想当中, 常常有很多亵渎神, 或不符合神心意的, 这些思想在我的脑海里面。
But in my heart and in my mind, I often have thoughts that rebel against God.
在我的生活当中, 我在过生活的时候, 我总不觉得我像一个圣徒的样子在过生活。
And as I live my life, oftentimes I don't feel like I am living as a saint.
我觉得我好像跟神之间,
I feel like there's a distance between between myself and God.
所以他问牧师说,我到底算是一个得救的人吗?
So then she asked this question, am I really a saved person?
你知道今天像这样的姊妹,她能够为了她自己的永生而去追求,而去要找答案,这就已经是很可贵的一件事情了。
It's actually already a very precious thing that this sister will go out and seek those answers. Because often a lot of us don't really think that deeply and question this.
多半的人可能就说我要照我自己的方式,照我自己的意思去做一个基督徒,然后我希望神会接受我的这样的一个生活。
So oftentimes people live the way that they want and they use their own methods and hope that God will receive them.
我尽量的去教会,
I'll go to church as often as I can.
只要我有时间, 只要我能够安排的出来, 我的精神够好, 我就来教会。
If I have the time and the energy, I'll go to church.
我尽量的呢, 能够将, 我的这个, 挣来的钱, 能够 奉献给教会。
I'll try my best. The money that I earn, I will offer to church.
然后呢, 我有机会的话, 我读点圣经。
And if I have the time and the opportunity, I'll read the Bible.
那我尽量的这样去做，然后盼望有一天神会接受我。
And I'll do just the best that I can, and hopefully God will receive me.
但是我没有，我不确定到底我是不是属于神的人。
But I'm not sure if I belong to God.
你知道，如果我们是过在这样的一个生活的环境里面，事实上是没有安全感的。
But if you live your life like that, you really have no security.
神是爱我们的神。
God loves us. He's a God that loves us.
神不是要我们过在一个这种忐忐忑忑、不确定的生活当中。
He doesn't want us to live a life that is unsure or not stable.
今天一般的人在这个世上过生活，因为人没有能够看到未来的这个能力。
And today, people often live their lives because they don't have the ability to know what will be coming in the future.
因为我们越来越发现，在我们生命当中，我们实际能够掌握到的是多么的微小。
And we realize the things that are actually in our control is actually very small.
我们的生活，
our life，
我们的经济，
our finances，
我们的孩子，
our children，
我们的父母，
our parents，
我们的社会，
and the society we live in，
我们住的这个国家或者是我们的母国，
the country that we're living in now or our the country of origin，
我们到底能够掌握多少？
How much can we actually have control of?
那因为我们掌握不到，所以生活没有真正的平安，没有真正的稳定。
Because we don't have control of these things, we don't have that security and stability in our life.
那如果今天我们说神爱我们，他拯救了我们，但是在这个拯救当中，我们还是这样忐忐忑忑、不安稳的过生活，那就没有彰显出神对我们的大慈爱。
But if we live this life, insecure and we're not sure and have no assurance of anything, then how can we live like this under God's love?
所以事实上神拯救了我们，他要我们确定要在我们的生命当中对我们的救恩有一个确实性。
But because God saved us, he wants us to have that assurance and that security in his salvation.
因为有这个确实性，我们的心中对神的爱能够有无比的坚持，而且我们在我们的生活当中是平安的，是稳固，是安定的。
So because we have the assurance of our salvation, we should live a life of security, stability, and with peace.
上周跟弟兄姐妹们分享到，
Last week, I shared with brothers and sisters,
基督徒是对于罪应该是有认识的人。
Christians should be familiar with sin.
因为当我们看见这个世界上面罪的确实性，
Because when we see the sin, the certainty of sin in this world,
也因为我们知道人没有办法靠我们自己的能力而能够胜过罪恶。
And we know that we cannot be victorious over sin ourselves with our own ability.
所以当我们看见神所带来的拯救，而我们的生命因此而改变，我们能够确定神是拯救我们的神。
So when we see the salvation presented to us and this transformation in our lives, then we can be sure that God saved us.
当我们讲到救恩的确据的时候，
Now when we talk about the assurance of salvation,
事实上这讲到两个层面。
We're really talking about two facets.
一个是救恩的确实性和我们对这个救恩的确信。
One is the
actual security we have in the salvation. The second aspect is actually our assurance, our certainty that we are saved. Okay. 那这怎么说呢？
How do you explain that?
救恩的确信是在乎于主耶稣基督来到这个世上为我们的罪而受死的这个事实。
So the actual security and the assurance of salvation is the fact that Jesus came onto this earth to die on the cross for our sins.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loved us.
他差遣主耶稣基督来到这个世上。
And he sent Jesus onto this earth.
主耶稣基督来到这个世上，因为这世上有罪，所以他为我们的罪而死。
So he came to this earth because There is sin here, and he died for our sins.
因为他已经肩负了我们的罪恶的代价，替我们付了代价，而从第三天从死里复活，这个确实性，这个事实使我们知道我们有救恩。
So the fact that he came onto this earth to bear the punishment and the cost of sin, that gives us that is the actual security of the salvation that we have.
这个是救恩的本质。
That is the essence of salvation.
这个是不会动摇的。
And that will not change.
可是这并不代表我们人对神所赐的救恩有这个确信。
But that doesn't explain the certainty that you'll have in this of obtaining that salvation.
这也就是为什么我们做基督徒的时候，有时候我们就不确定我到底是得救了没。
That's why sometimes Christians may still have this question, am I really saved?
所以我们在约翰一书第一章、第二章，过去这几周，刘长老和我在跟弟兄姐妹们分享的时候，
So last week, as Pastor Alex and I have been sharing with brothers and sisters, the first and second chapter of 1 John,
我们就看见约翰在圣灵的感动之下不断地告诉信徒们。
So we see the Apostle John, through the Holy Spirit, reminds the believers,
我们在主耶稣基督里面得救的人，我们是能够确信的。
Those of us that are saved in Christ, we can be sure.
我们有方法来衡量我们自己在神面前所得到的这个宝贵的救恩。
There's a method to measuring whether we receive this precious salvation.
当你要看一棵树，你要知道这个树是什么树的时候，
When you look at a tree and you want to know what type of tree this is,
你要看它所结的果子。
You have to look at the fruits.
当你看到一棵树没结果的时候，你说这不知道是桃树还是苹果树。
So when you see a fruit tree not bearing any fruit, you're not able to tell if that is an apple tree or a orange tree, pear tree.
但是当这个树结了果子，你拿下来一咬。
So when you take the fruit and you take a bite,
那过去人家跟你讲那棵是桃树啊。
So previously a person told you that's a peach.
可是你这个果子摘下来一看一咬，那明明是苹果。
But as you take that fruit down and you take a bite, it's actually, you think it's an apple.
那这棵树一定是苹果树。
Then it must be an apple tree.
这毫无疑问的是一棵苹果树。
There's no question, it's an apple tree.
所以约翰在这边就告诉我们说，一个人生命的实在，当我们要对我们的救恩有确信的时候，我们可以看见我们生命当中所结的那个果子。
So John here is saying that if you want to know that if you are truly saved, you need to look at the fruits that you bear in your life.
所以第一个真正得救一个信徒他的一个标记是什么？
So what is that mark of a true believer?
因为当我们在我们的生命当中看到这个标记的时候，我们就知道我们对我们的救恩有个确信。
So when you see that mark of a true believer in your life, then you can be sure and certain that you are saved.
一个真正得救，一个真正信徒的标记是他能够知道自己的罪，并且认自己的罪，然后能够经历罪得到赦免。
So one of the marks of a true believer is that they will acknowledge that they are sinners and they will experience that they have been forgiven and saved from sin.
Yeah, they have to acknowledge the sin first, then they need to confess their sins, and then they need to be able to experience the forgiveness of sin. 所以这就是我们看到在第一章第八和第九节，约翰在这边说，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们的心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
8 and 9 So 1 John chapter 1 verse 8 and 9 If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
人一般不喜欢讲罪。
We often don't like to talk about sin.
我们一般喜欢讲爱。
We enjoy talking about love.
我们不想要讲到人的卑微，人的不足。
We don't like to mention and talk about our weakness or our flaws.
我们要讲到人的壮大和人的坚定。
We want to talk about the strength and the security of, that we have.
可是这是从人的一个出发点来看。
But that's from man's perspective.
一个真正得救的人
，a true believer，
是一个有一个新生命的人
，is one that has a new life.
我们之所以需要得到一个新生命，因为我们那个旧的生命是受到罪的影响。
And we need to have this new life because our old life are still affected by sin.
我们也看见罪在这个世界上面是存在的。
And we know that sin indeed exists in this world.
所以我们需要先去面对罪的这个事实。
So we need to face the reality and the facts of sin.
如果我们不认识罪在我们生命当中的事实，我们没有办法看见神拯救的美好。
So if we are not able to acknowledge and acknowledge that the existence and the actual the facts that there are sin that exists, then we can't experience the goodness of the forgiveness of sin.
这个我们在上周讲到的时候分享了许多。
And we shared about this earlier.
可是我们并没有讲到对我们来说罪到底是什么。
But we haven't talked about, well, what exactly is sin?
很多时候我们一般想到罪就是违背神的话。
So oftentimes we say that sin is just rebelling against what God says.
我们读了神的话，我们不去遵守它，这就是罪。
We've read God's word and we don't obey it, so then we've sinned.
或者有些人会说罪就是违背神的律法。
Or some people may say that sin is just disobeying God's commands.
The laws.可是在旧约里面神给了律法，那个律法是给以色列人的。
Well, in the Old Testament, God gave these laws, but the laws are actually for the Israelites.
以色列人犯罪就是因为他们不遵守神所赐给他们的律法。
So the Israelites sinned because they didn't follow God's laws.
可是弟兄姐妹，如果我们再往前推一层
，But if we
push back
further,
我们就会发现，事实上罪的源头就是当一个人因为自己的利益而去忽视神，这个叫做罪。
Yeah.
If we push that one step further, we will actually realize that the origin of sin is when a person, for their own benefit, choose to ignore God. 我们看神，我们看创世纪第三章。
Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 3.
Genesis 第三章是讲到神创造人以后人的堕落。
So chapter 3 talks about after the creation of man and the fall of man.
神将一切这个世界创造好了，然后把人摆在其中，说你们要来管理这个我一切的创造。
So God created the world and put man there to to garden it.
当时是一个完美的世界。
That was a perfect world.
神说你就照着我的心意去过生活，你们就能够完完全全享受我的祝福。
And you will receive and experience all the blessings that I have you if you follow my commands.
所以当撒旦要来引诱人的时候，在第一节，这个撒旦化身为蛇，他就对女人说：“神有没有说你们不能吃园中树上的果子？”
Then in verse 1, Satan, in the form of a serpent, comes and tempts the woman, and he says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made." And he said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'"
撒旦要让这个人开始去怀疑神所说的话。
So Satan wants to put doubt in the woman of what God actually said.
然后撒旦就引诱这个女人在第四节，他说：“你不一定要听神的话，你如果吃了这个果子，你不一定会死。虽然神说会死，事实上你如果吃的话，你的眼睛就能明亮，你就会像神一样。”
But in verse 4, the serpent tempts the woman, says, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil."
关键的这一节就是在第六节了。
So the important passage is verse 6.
这个女人她看见这个树上的果子好做食物，而且悦人耳目，而且是可喜爱的，因为能够使她有智慧。
So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise,
她就把这个果子摘下来，然后吃了。
She took of its fruit and ate.
弟兄姐妹，我们就看见，当一个人为着自己的益处，
So dear brothers and sisters, when a person for their own benefit
而去忽视神，
and to disobey God,
我觉得这个东西好，
I think that this is good,
看着舒服，
it's pleasing to the eye,
又能够让我有智慧，
and it can make me wise,
因为这个对我有好处，
because all those things benefit me.
所以当神说你不可以去吃的时候，我就不要去听神的话了。
So when God says you should not eat from this fruit, I'm not going to listen to him.
这个是人的罪的根源。
That is the origin of sin.
我们因为我们自己的需要，我们去忽略神。
Because of our own needs, we disregard God.
虽然神是创造一切万物的。
Even though God is the creator of all things.
虽然神是无比赐给我们无比的大爱。
Even though he is a God that gives us all the love.
虽然神已经赐给了我们一切的需要。
And he actually provided everything for us.
神是完全的智慧。
God is all wise.
然后他是赐给我们生命带领我们的这位神。
And he gives us life and he leads us.
可是人的眼目从神的身上向内转，转到自己的身上。
But when the gaze and the focus upon God turns inward,
然后我们就去忽视神，忽略他所说的话。
Then we will disregard God and what he says.
当我们有这样的一个心态的时候，我们就会这个罪就在我们的心中萌芽了。
So when we have those thoughts and that sort of mentality, then sin sprouts.
为什么当神赐给以色列人律法的时候，我们看见以色列人顶撞神的律法？
So why is it that when God gave the Israelites the law, they rebelled and disobeyed the law?
我们说这是罪。
We say that's sin.
可是为什么有这样的罪呢？
Well, why is there sin?
因为他们的眼目从神的身上转移到他们自己的身上。
Because their gaze turned from what when was once upon God to themselves.
他们将眼目从这个属天的赐生命的源头转向这个世界上面能够从物质上面所带来的享受而去追求。
So the gaze was turned from the one that was the source of life to their own worldly and fleshly desires.
弟兄姐妹，一个得救的人，
Dear brothers and sisters, True believer,
因为我们说我们的罪得了赦免，认识了主耶稣基督，我们从神那边得来了一个新的生命。
When we say that we have been saved and we've received this new life from God,
当一个人真正的得救的时候，是一个对罪有恨恶感的人。
When a true believer is saved, they will hate sin.
因为我们的生命跟神连上了以后，我们就发现我们的眼目现在是从我们自己的 生命当中转向了神。
Because once our life is connected with God, we turn the gaze that was once upon ourselves back to God.
当我们将我们的生命，当我们将我们的眼目转向神的时候，我们就看见神的供应和神所赐给我们的那个喜乐和满足。
So when our gaze turns back to God, then we can experience the satisfaction and the fullness and all the blessings that God has for us.
所以对一个真正得救的一个信徒来说，当这个眼目因为罪转离了神的身上的时候，
So when a true believer's gaze changes from God to themselves,
他是不舒服的。
Then it's uncomfortable.
一个鱼在鱼缸里面自由自在。
Just like when a fish is in the water, they're swimming freely.
当那个鱼跳到鱼缸外面之后，
And when the fish leaves water or jumps out of the tank,
他就要呼吸困难，他就要挣扎。
Then it's struggling for air.
所以一个信徒对他的罪是非常有一个敏锐感的。
So a true believer is very sensitive to sin.
而一个真正的信徒，他不是只是对自己的罪有一个敏锐感，然后呢，就好像很贬低自己一样，不是的。
But it's not that a believer will be sensitive to sin and pity themselves.
一个信徒是对自己的罪有了敏锐感，而是急急忙忙地跑到他的救他的主的面前的一个人。
So a true believer is a person that once they are sensitive or feel any sense of sin, they will hurry and rush back to the Savior that can save them from the sin.
一个得救的基督徒跟一个没有得救的非基督徒同样是人，同样在这个世上过生活。
So a believer, a Christian, and a non-believer, they all both live on this earth.
一个得救的信徒跟一个还没有得救的非信徒，同样在这个世上有罪恶的引诱和罪恶的影响。
Both a Christian and a non-Christian both have temptation of sin.
但是差别是什么？
But what is the difference?
差别是一个得救的基督徒，他知道他的罪，他能够他知道他有一个管道可以得到罪的赦免。
The difference is a Christian, that true believer, knows that he has a conduit to the Savior that is available to him.
他对他的神，他对他的主，他对他的救恩有一个正确的认识。
He has an accurate understanding of his salvation and the Savior.
他知道他可以来到主的面前，主是接纳他的，主是怜悯他的，主是拯救他，赦免他的。
He knows that he can come before the Lord, and this Lord will save him, and will forgive him, and will transform him.
他知道他身上所担的这个重担，心里面所有的这个罪恶感，来到的主的面前，当他向神很敞开的去忏悔、去认罪的时候，他是得到释放的。
And when he comes before the Lord to confess his sins,openly, he is freed. He's liberated.
就像是一身的污泥被这道清澈的溪水洗干净以后身上的那样的感受。
Just like
a person who's filthy, but is just washed by the clear spring water and you're refreshed. 这个实际的经历
So that experience
是每一个真正得救的信徒的一个标记。
That experience is a mark of every true believer.
这不是只是在我们接受主耶稣的那一刹那那个时刻我们说主啊谢谢你拯救我的罪。
And you don't experience that just only at that moment when you've received Jesus, to save you from your sin.
这是我们每日在我们的生活当中我们能够反思我们的生活。
It's a reflection and an experience that we have daily.
我今天在哪一方面我是犯了罪呢?
Today, where have I sinned?
我在哪一方面受了罪恶的引诱,我堕落了呢?
Where have I been tempted and have given in to the temptation?
我今天在哪一个方面撒了谎?
Where did I lie?
我在哪一个方面我去偷了东西?
Or where have I stolen from?
我在哪一些方面我对人心里面有恶毒?
Where have I had... evil thoughts of a person.
我在哪里对我的孩子对我的家人我有了这个不忠对有发有不忠诚
When was I not faithful to my family?
我在哪一些方面我得罪了我的主
Where have I disobeyed my God?
可是当我们有这个了解之后，我们到神的面前，我们向神求，主啊，你赦免我的罪。
And when we acknowledge that we have fallen into sin, we come to the Lord and we can ask for forgiveness.
主啊，我感谢你，你应许我，只要我在你的面前认罪，你就赦免我的罪，你就洗净了我的罪。
We thank you because I can come before you and you will forgive me, receive me, and cleanse me from my sin.
这个必定要成为一个真正信徒在他生活当中的一个标记。
That must be a mark of a true believer in their life.
为什么我们在学祷告的时候，我们说祷告的时候我们要赞美，我们要认罪。
Why is it that when we pray, we emphasize on praise and confession?
我们不是只是向神求而已。
We don't just ask and plead to God.
我们要学习认罪。
We need to learn how to confess our sins.
不是因为说认了罪神才听我们的祷告。
It's not just He'll listen to us when we confess our sins.
不错，我们有罪的话，神不一定听我们的祷告。
It's true that when you have sin that remains in your life, God may not hear your prayers.
但是当我们在神的面前认罪的那个同时，我们事实上是经历神的恩典的浇灌。
But when we go to Him in prayer and confess our sin, that is an exchange.
Oh, at that time is when the outflowing of God's grace comes through our life. 当我们来到神的面前，我们学习认罪的时候，是我们将我们生命当中的破碎得到修复，得到复合的时候。
And when we acknowledge and confess our sin, that is the moment when we will receive healing.
Yeah, healing and restoration. 所以当我们学会认罪，当我们学会到神的面前得到神的赦罪的时候，我们的这个经历，弟兄姐妹，它就让我们能够确信我们是属于神的。
So when we learn how to pray and to confess and experience the forgiveness and restoration, that is the certainty and the assurance and a mark of a true believer.
当我们将我们的眼目从我们自己的私心或私欲的上面转向神的时候，我们的罪就得了释放。
So when our gaze turns from our own selfishness to back to God and confess our sin, then we are liberated from the sin.
弟兄姐妹，让我们学习认罪。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us learn how to confess our sin.
让我们学习经历主一而再、再而三的赦罪。
And let us experience how God forgives us time and time again.
我盼望我们在我们的每日的生活当中，我们都在神的面前有这样的一个反思。
That we can have this type of reflection daily before our God as we live our life.
因为我们不是没有罪的。
Because we do have sin.
是不是？约翰讲了，如果我们说我们没有罪，那我们就是在自欺了。我们也说神是撒谎的。
Because John says that if we say that we don't have sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and that
we call
God a liar.
所以我们要认罪。
So we need to confess our sin.
第二个真信徒的标记。
Then the second mark of a true believer.
我们来看第二章的第六节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 6.
人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked.
我们如果说我们在主里面，我们是属于他的。
If we say that we are in the Lord and we belong to Him,
那我们要照主所行的去行。
Then we ought to walk in the same way He walked.
那当然我们就要问了，什么叫做照主所行的去行？
Then we ask ourselves, well, what does it mean to walk in the same way in which He walked?
我们来看路加福音第四章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章第一到十三节。
From verse 1 to 13.
路加福音第四章一到十三节是讲到耶稣基督他在旷野当中受到撒旦的引诱。
And this passage talks about when Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness.
主耶稣基督当他在这个世上要开始他的事工的时候。
When Jesus was about to begin his earthly ministry,
圣灵将他引到旷野当中。
The Holy Spirit led him to the wilderness.
四十天他没有吃什么，然后呢，在这四十天他受到魔鬼的试探。
So for 40 days he did not eat anything and he was tempted by the devil.
魔鬼在三方面来试探耶稣。
And the devil tempted him in three ways.
第三节，魔鬼对耶稣说：“你若是神的儿子，你可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。”
Verse 3, the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread."
他在他肉身上面的需要去试探他。
So he tempted him on his physical needs.
四十天在旷野里面没吃什么。
So for 40 days, he did not eat anything in the wilderness.
圣经上说他的确是饿了。
And the Bible says he was indeed hungry.
所以魔鬼就说，你如果真是神的儿子，你可以叫这个石头变食物啊。
So the devil says, well, if you are the son of God, command this stone to become bread.
吃东西不是坏事，也不是罪。
So eating, of course, is not a sin. It's not a bad thing.
可是问题是，魔鬼跟他说，若你是神的儿子，你才可以叫石头变食物。
But the key point here is the devil said, if you are the son of God, command the stone to become bread.
所以撒旦真正在试探耶稣的是说，你的身份到底是什么？
So the real temptation here is reveal your true identity.
你要证明你是神的儿子，你叫这个石头变食物。
You need to prove that you are the son of God by commanding the stone to become bread.
那主耶稣基督是怎么他是怎么去行的呢？他怎么样回应这样的事情呢？
Well, how does Jesus respond to that temptation?
主耶稣基督的回答是经上记着，就是神的话上面如此说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切的话。
Verse 4, and Jesus answered him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone.
主耶稣基督他的回应不是他自己口中的话，而是神口中的话。
And Jesus' response is not words that came from his own mouth, but it is what was written in the scripture.
他说，魔鬼，你所讲的话，我不需要去考虑，我自己的意愿我也不需要考虑，我唯一考虑的是神的心意，是神的话。
So Jesus' response, you can see that He's saying to the devil, I do not need to consider what you have said, and I don't need to consider how I'm feeling. All I need to consider is what God has said.
第五节之后，魔鬼又把他领到高山上，然后就把天下的万国都给他看了。
Then in verse 5, the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time.
魔鬼是在这个世上有权柄的。
The devil has authority on earth.
所以他说，我能够把这一切世上的权柄和荣耀我可以给你。
So he is saying to Jesus, I have the authority to give you all the power and the kingdom of this world to you.
这个世界是受到罪恶的污染，撒旦魔鬼是罪恶的源头，所以他当然在这个世界上面他是有权柄的。
So of course, Satan has the authority over this fallen world full of sin.
所以他说，这个国度，这个世界是属于我的，我要给谁就给谁。
So he is saying, all of this, the kingdoms of this world belongs to me, I can give it to whomever I choose.
同样，他知道主耶稣基督来到这个世上的目的就是为了要能够得到这个世界。
And he also knows that the reason why Jesus came onto this earth is so that he can
obtain
the world.
主耶稣基督他来到世上的目的就是为了要能够成就神的国度。
The reason why Jesus came onto the earth is so that he can fulfill the kingdom of God.
主耶稣基督来到这个世上就是要将万人得救，使万人能够归属于神的国。
And he came on this world so that he can receive everyone in this world into his kingdom.
所以撒旦就针对这一点跟主耶稣说，这就是你来到这个世上的目的，你现在拜我，我就交给你了。
So Satan knows that, so he's saying to Jesus, if you worship me,all the kingdoms of this world will be yours.
也就是说，主耶稣基督他不用上十字架受死了。
So in other words, what Satan is telling Jesus is, you don't need to go on that cross. You don't need to suffer. All you have to do is worship me and all the kingdoms of the world will be yours. So what was Jesus' response? And how did he act?
第八节, 主耶稣仍然说,
Jesus answered him, it is written,
单拜你的神,
you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.
这不是关于我得国度的问题,
so it's not a question of whether I will receive the kingdom.
这是关于我要拜谁的问题,
it's a question of who I will worship.
我当然是不能拜你,
of course, I can't worship you.
我当然只能拜神,
I can only worship God.
但是我之所以如此做, 因为我不把你的话, 当成重要的话, 我不把我自己的意愿, 摆在神的话之前, 我一切都要照着神的心意和神的话去做。
I'm not going to consider what you are saying to Jesus, to Satan, and I'm not going to consider my own needs. I'm only going to consider what God has said.
魔鬼还是不死心, 第三次来试探耶稣。
And Satan does not give up, and the third time he tries again.
魔鬼又领他到耶路撒冷去,叫他站在殿顶上,然后对他说,你若是神的儿子,你可以从这里跳下去。Verse
9, and he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here.
再次的让耶稣要怀疑他自己是不是神的儿子的身份。Again,
trying to put doubt into Jesus on his identity, as the Son of God.
这一次,
and this time, it's interesting, Satan thought that he was smarter.
他说,你不听我的声音,
so, previous times, you didn't consider what I said, and you didn't consider your own needs. This time, I will also use what is written.
所以第十节他就说,你看,你要从这儿跳下去,因为经上记着说,主要为你吩咐他的使者保护你,他们要用手托着你,免得你的脚碰到石头上。And
he says, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against the stone.
那耶稣怎么回应啊?
Well, what was Jesus' response?
耶稣怎么行的呢?
How did he act?
耶稣对他说啊, 经上说, 不可试探主你的神。
And Jesus answered him, it is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
也就是说, 主耶稣基督不是拿着这个圣经, 然后就把它当成一个好像律法一样的在读在用。
So, in other words, Jesus is not just using scripture and just reciting scripture.
他说你这个撒旦,
he's saying, you are the father of all lies.
你把这个圣经拿出来读上面的字,
all you're doing is just reading the words, but you don't understand what the meaning behind the words.
我当然不会听你的话。
Of course, I'm not going to listen to you.
我也不尊重,我在跟神的心意比较起来,我降卑自己,我顺服神的心意。
So, because of God's heart, I'm going to humble myself and I'm going to obey His will.
但是当我说我在用神的话来回答你的时候,我是照着神的心意,我用他的话来回答你。So,
when I respond with God's word, I am using what God's will is with those words to answer you.
所以弟兄姐妹,我们在主耶稣基督的身上 一而再再而三不断的看见就是主耶稣基督他在他人生在世的这段期间当中他是把神的心意摆为他人生目的的首位。
So time and time again, we see the example that Jesus set forth is that throughout his life, he put God's will as priority.
在他生命当中没有再比把神的心意实在的了解然后实在的去执行更重要。
So in his life, there's nothing more important than obeying God's word. and God's will.
他对神的话语是这么切切的，是这么深刻的去紧紧的抓住。
And he holds on and grasps on to God's word.
他从神的话语当中去认识了神。
He came to know God through his word.
他不是只是脑袋里面吸收了一大堆圣经的知识。
It's not just absorbing head knowledge of the Bible. He actually, through God's word, he came to know God.
所以他能够认识神，所以他能够明白神的心意。
So he can know God and understand his will.
你看，是不是这样子？ 当主耶稣基督进耶路撒冷城的时候，
So when Jesus was entering into Jerusalem,
当时的一群跟随他的门徒要拥戴他成为他们的王。
A bunch of his disciples wanted to force him to be king.
他们觉得这个是大卫的子孙，他是这位要带领我们以色列国要翻身的时候。
They're saying this is the true descendant of David, and he's going to restore our kingdom.
虽然他的确是王，虽然他的确是拯救的王，但是他知道神的时间还没有到。
Although he knows that he is a king and he will be the savior of the nation, but he knows that it's not God's time yet.
所以圣经上面告诉我们，他拒绝了他们。事实上，他当时就远离了他们，自己安静的到了这个旷野去。
So in the scripture says he departed and left them and went into a deserted place by himself.
我们看见在哥西马尼园的时候，
and we also see in the Garden of Gethsemane,
主耶稣基督知道他来到这个世上，因为他对我们的爱，因为神对我们的拯救，他即将要面临，即将要尝到死亡的痛苦。
So because of his love for us and the salvation that he was going to provide, he knows that he will need to suffer.
在他的神性当中，因为他是完完全全的人，所以呢，他心里面非常的焦痛。
In his divinity and in his
In his humanity,
he knows how much he will need to suffer.
但是在他极端的痛苦当中，他在我们面前让我们看见一个爱的祷告。他说：“神啊，不是凭我的旨意，乃是凭你的旨意。”But
in his suffering, we can see his love for us as he prays, "Not your will, not my will, but your will."
一个真正的信徒。
A true believer,
一个得救、有得救、有新生命、有重生的人，他能够有的一个，他能够对他的救恩有的确信，就是他能够照着主耶稣基督行的而去行。
A saved person, a true believer, how will he have a certainty of his salvation? Is that he will obey his God's will?
也就是说，我们在我们的生命当中，我们看见。 神的话语和神的心意是我们在人生当中的首位，是我们不可以去忽略的。And
we will know that it is God's will and His word that comes priority above anything else in life.
当我在生命当中我碰见试炼的时候，So
in life when I am challenged,
当我碰见抉择的时候，
or if I'm facing hardships,
or when I'm facing a decision, 当我们在人生的路途上面走到岔路的时候，我们要做抉择的时候，
or when we in life we come to a fork in the road where we have to make a decision,
我是听撒旦的声音呢？
Do I hear the voice of Satan?
我是听世界的声音呢？
Or the voice of this world?
我是听我自己的声音呢？
Or my own voice?
还是我去听神的声音？
Or do I seek and listen to God's voice?
如果我不断地发现我开始去了解神的话，我去了解神的心意，并且当我在做决定的时候，我所做的就像我的主一样，我是去遵行神的心意，我去听神的声音的时候。
So in the decisions that I make, I want to listen to God's voice and obey His will.
Instead of hearing the words of Satan, instead of hearing the voices of this world, the people of this world, instead of hearing my own desires, I see that I have turned to the heart of God, I have turned to the Word of God, and I have seen the will of God, and I see that I'm able to make the choice to shift to following the word of God. 那我们就是照着主所行的去行了。
So if we do all that, then that means we are following God's will.
这就是一个真信徒，这是一个得救的一个确信。
So that is a mark of a true believer and the certainty that we will have as believers.
之前我走的路是我自己开辟的一条路。
Before, the path that I walk on is my own path.
今天我生活当中一切的供应都是靠我自己的本事。
And today, everything that I have was based on my own hard work and ability.
但是今天我找寻到了主所带领我走的那条路。
But today, I have discovered the path that God wants me to walk.
我要去看那条路要往哪里走，然后我要去紧紧地跟着我的主。
And I need to see where that path will lead, and I'm going to follow my Lord closely.
我要看见神的旨意在我的生命当中完全得到彰显。
I want to see God's will revealed in my life.
我要看见我的生命能够被神使用，而使他的国度兴旺。
I want to see my life being used by God for His kingdom.
我可以看见，因为我选择了神的心意，因为我选择了主的道路。
I want to see and experience because I have obeyed God and followed Him, His path.
我就看见他的恩典就像那雨水一样，不断地浇灌我这干枯的田园。
So I see the grace of God just as a tree.
Then I will see that the blessings of God showers upon my life in that parched land. 然后不但我自己经历到神的恩典，我周遭的人可以看见，的确那位爱你的神、爱你的主，的确在你的生命当中是有多么丰富的恩典。
So not only do you experience God yourself, but those around you will also see the glory of God and the grace And all the blessings flow into your life.
到那个时候，弟兄姐妹。
So at that point,
不但你自己对你的救恩有这个确信。
Not only will you have certainty and assurance of your salvation.
你就算你不确信，你旁边的人都会说你是一个有神的人。
Even if you are not sure yourself, but the people around you will say that you belong to God.
因为神的恩典是跟着你走的。
Because God's grace is following you.
这是神的心意。
That is the heart of God.
这是神对我们的爱。
That is the love of God.
我们要能够紧紧地抓住。
So we should grasp and hold on to it.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你爱我们，你将你的心意向我们表明。
Because you love us and you revealed your will to us.
主，你让我们看见一个真正属于你的人，我们是能够在我们的救恩上面有确信的。
Because you allowed us to know that those of us that are true believers, we can be sure.
哦，主，你知道我们是如何的爱你。
And you know how much we love you.
主，你知道我们是如何的渴慕你。
And you know how we seek after you.
主，你知道我们在座的弟兄姐妹是多么的爱你，多么的想要追求你。
And you know the brothers and sisters how much they love you, how much they want to pursue you.
主，你让我们学习在我们的生命当中，我们能够面对我们的罪。
May you help us to acknowledge our sins.
我们不是因为罪而躲避你。
And we don't hide from you because of our sin.
我们要因为有罪而迎向你。
But we want to, because of our sin, come back to you.
因为我们来到你的面前，我们的罪才能够得到赦免。
Because only when we come back to you can we be forgiven of our sins.
我们的罪恶感才能够被释放。
So that we can be liberated from our sin.
让我们学习成为一群认罪、一群悔改、一群经历你赦罪的人。
May we become a people that acknowledge and confess and be of our sins and be forgiven.
并且在我们的生命当中
，and in our life，
让我们能够像主耶稣基督所行的去行。
May we walk as our Lord has walked.
主，你可以让我们学习在我们的生活当中怎么样选择你。
And let us learn how to choose you over all things.
怎么样把你的话语，怎么样把你的心意放在我们生活当中里面的首位。
And learn how to put your will and your word as a priority in our life.
而且能够让我们坚定的、深刻的、紧紧的抓住你的应许。
And let us hold on tightly to your will.
使我们在这些事情上面能够看见我们是属于你的人的标记。
Let us see the mark of a true believer, and others see that we have the mark of a true believer.
这是讨你喜悦的。
We know that pleases you.
这也是得到你祝福的管道。
That is the way we will receive your blessing.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.